cherish that the person is deaf and dumb, he can't talk to the guy? For the Gemara, if so, cherish a bar suya gitu. Could a cherish be a shliach to bring a gift? He has a lacha like a katan. He's not a bar das. He's not kosher to be a shliach. So here it's mashma. The only concern is because he can't say, and we say let two eidim be mekayim, then the star is good, the get is good. If a cherish gave over the get, he can't be a shliach. The get is possible, it wasn't given from the husband. The Yotzanan, we learned later, a mission also, that hakol kisherim lovi is a get. True, even an isha could bring a get. But chutz mecherish shaita bekotem, there has to be a godel, a bar das, not a cherish, a deaf and dumb, not a shaita, and not a kotem. So you can't tell me here we're talking about any yachol loyim, it means a cherish, a deaf and dumb person. So therefore, because here it's mashma that if you have eidim to mekayim the star is good. So you have to say the shliach was a kosher shliach. So what's the case? The Yomer Rav Yosef, Hocha b'mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Kegoyin she'nosnu lo kishu pekeach. When the husband gave over the get to this man, he was a smart man, he was a pekeach. He was a bar das, so the shlichus was a good shlichus. V'lo hispik loyim v'fona nechtum v'fona nechtum, atchen eschavish. But the shas he gave over the get, then he became a person that can't talk then he can't talk. So he gave over the get, he was a kosher shliach, and he's still a kosher shliach, he's called the bar das here. Just at that time, he couldn't talk anymore. He lost his power of speech. So he's still called the bar das, just he can't talk. So therefore, what's the yetzer? The yetzer, the Mishnah says, is let two edim that are around there be mekayim the shtar. Let them tell Bezdin, we know the edim are not forged. We recognize the signatures, and the shtar is the get, it's a good get. So Gemara says, L'rova nicha. According to Rav, everything is very good. Because all we need before the nechtav is to make kiyum. So if the shliach can't tell us, if there are two eidim to be mekayim the shtar, it's very good. But l'rabba kasha. But according to Rav, it's a kasha. Rav says the get that comes from chutz loretz. We're afraid maybe it wasn't written l'shmo. So if so, why is it kosher the fact that two eidim are being mekayim the shtar now? We should still be afraid though, true the eidim were not forged. They're kosher eidim, but maybe it wasn't signed l'shmo, maybe it wasn't written l'shmo. Why aren't we afraid from l'shmo? How does Rabbi learn the Mishnah later? So Gemara answers, Hocha b'mayaskin, you know what our Mishnah later is talking about? Liyach ha-shalomdu. Nacha Yisoid now. That there came a time later on in history, in Doris, that even in Chutzlarts, people became to realize the loch of l'shmo. Like Tois explained before, that means now they were makabel the drosha. When the Pasuk says, because of law, even the chutzlars, they agree to the drosha that because of law means l'shma. So at least all the Bater Dinim, or all the Seferim, that write a get in chutzlars, they also know the halacha of l'shma. That's why the get is kosher even without this before the nechtav. That's what the later Mishnah is talking about. There are different periods, there are different diras. For the Gemara, if so, Ihochi, if so, if like the times changed, that nowadays everybody knows the halacha, if so, Yochanami, that even a shliach that could speak up and could stand before a nechtav, it's mashma for the next Mishnah, if the shliach could speak up and he doesn't speak up, then the get is possible. Question is why? Like, what do we need before a nechtav anymore? If you're telling me now that times changed, that people all know the halachas of l'shma, even if the shliach does not tell us before a nechtav. And it's pefrat, if we have kiyum ashtar, what should be wrong? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, it's a gzeira shema yachsa dovla kukulai. The Rabbanim made Xeris still that even though the times changed, that now everybody knows halacha, we still want that first takana to be here. We still want every shliach that brings the get from Chutz Loretz to tell us before the nechtav. And if he can't tell us, the get is possible. Why? Because we're afraid maybe the times will change back again the way it was before. Maybe they'll forget halacha again. Shemayachta dovla kukulay. For the Gemara, if we're afraid, maybe it'll change back to the way it was before, Yehochi, ain't the Yochanami? And so even in our case of that Mishnah, when the Shliach now became a Cheresh, when he gave over the get, since Lamaisi cannot tell us before the Nechtov, the get should be possible. So Gemara answers, no, I'll tell you this one case, Pikeach, if the person was first normal, but it's Cheresh, then he became deaf, then he couldn't talk, Milsad Lashchichi, that's something that does not happen too often. And the Klal is, the Rabbanu do not come to make a new gzera on something that's not shchich. As Metchila, when they made a takana, loy plug replied all over. But later times changed, that they know the halacha of l'shmo. So Rabbanan had to make a new gzeira now. We still want the first Takana to be here in order that maybe times will change back again. But after he only made it on things that happen often, on things that do not happen too often, the Rabbanan did not make the gzeira. Therefore, the Mishnah says, in such a case where the Shliach cannot tell us, they are allowed to, we allow the get to be kosher even without his before nechtav. For the Gemara, Ivu Aisha, there's a case where Isha herself could bring a get, and that doesn't happen too often. Well, Tanan, we learned, Ha'isha Atzma Mevi'a Gita, the wife herself sometimes could bring her own get. We'll learn later on the exact case where the husband gives her a get here in L.A., and tells her tonight, I don't want this get to be chal until first you go to New York and give it over to a Beis Din in New York. So in such a case, that when the Isha gives over the get to the Beis Din in New York, she has to stay in front of them before the Nechtav. Why? Here's the terrace. According to Kashri, that's not Shriach. It doesn't happen too often that the wife herself brings a get. The terrace says, Rabbanan still made it there not to make any differences in the Shlichus. Any Shliach has to say. The Yochi is so Balnami. Even when the husband brings the get himself, he should also have to say, Allah Matanya, how come we learned? Who Atzma Shevi Gita and Surah Lema Fonetach Fonetach Nechtav? If the husband himself that has the get written up in L.A., goes someplace else where his wife is, he himself, and gives the get to his wife, he does not have to say before an anichtav. So the question is, why not? If you tell him there's a light plug, every shliach has to say, the husband should also have to say. So the answer is, the husband himself is different. Because time, my yomer rabbanan tzarach lemufan an anichtav, what's the whole reason why the rabbanan said that when a shliach brings a get, the shliach has to tell us that he knows what's written and signed in front of him, because we're afraid that Dilma si Baal Maru Apostolei. Maybe later the Baal will have a charot to feel bad he gave the get, and he'll come to complain to say the get is no good. So we want to make sure the get was written good. But that's only when the husband doesn't come and give the get. But hashta minkad nokad le biyodei, if the husband himself is going and traveling with the get, and he himself is giving it over to his wife, he knows what he's doing now. There's no swara then that the husband later will come and complain later on. Since the husband right now has the power not to give it, but he goes and travels and gives it to his wife, then we're not afraid they'll come and complain later. So this one case we don't need before Nechtav. But by all other shluchim, there's a slight plug we have to have before Nechtav. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Peyam at Aleph in the middle. The Gemara says like this, Toshima, come and bring another proof. The boy minei Shmuel Marafuna. Shmuel is the Shalom from Rafuna. Shnayim Sheviyu Get Medinas Hayom. If you have two people, two Shluchim that brought the get from Medinas Hayom, from Chutz Loretz, is Tzrichim Sheyomu Befaneinu Nichta Befaneinu Nechtam. That was the question. Do they have to say before Nechtov or don't they? So Rafun answered back. Ain't Srichin, no, they don't have to. The two Shluchim do not have to say before Nechtov. And he said, why? Umai lu yomru b'faneinu. Girsha, if these two people, now like two Edim, would come stam and tell us that she was Megeresha, that the get took place, Miloy Mehemne, wouldn't we believe them? In other words, it's not worse than some two Edom coming and saying that we know she was Megreshes. Since so it's a small when two eidim come and bring the get, two shluchim, we do not have to have before a nechtav. That's what Rav Huna answered back. So Gemara says, L'rov anicha. According to Rav, it's very good that Rav says the whole svar why you need before a nechtav is to make sure there'll be a kiyum ashtar, like to make sure the shtar was kosher. So here you have two eidim saying they could be mekayim the shtar, therefore it's good. But the question is, L'rab akasha, according to Rab, it's akasha. Rab that says you have to have for l'shmo, says, so even though two people brought it, so what? Maybe the get was not written l'shmo, so how come we don't have to have before nechtav? So this the Gemara answers, I'll tell you, how about my askini noah? We're talking about over here, l'yacha shalomdu, like we had before. After the times change, and now in chutz l'aretz, they know the halach is of l'shmo. So that's why when two people bring it, we do not need anymore before nechtav. So Gemara asks, if that's the case, that people know the halach is now in chutz l'aretz, so chad nami, even if one shliach brings the get, we should not have to have before nechtav. There's no more purpose according to Rabbah. We know now the halach of l'shmo, like in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, that's a gzeirah, shem yachla doblech l'kulay. We're afraid, no, maybe times will change back again, that people will forget the halach in chutz l'aretz, they will not know the halach you need l'shmo. Therefore, the Rabbanim still wanted now that first takono to say before nechtav is still around. We still need the shliach to tell us before nechtav, because of the gzera, maybe you'll come back to the status it was before. For the mori hachi, if so, betray nami, then even if two shluchim bring the get, should also be the same halacha. They should badafka have to say before nechtav the same way it was before shalomdu. Tomorrow says, I'll tell you, betray the maisi gita milsad lashchicha. Or milsad lashchicha legozwa bo rabbonin. This is something that does not happen too often. And that's the cloud when the rabbonin make takonas that's only things that happen often. Something that does not happen often, rabbonin do not make a takona. So really it's lacha shalomdu. People in chutzlaris know the halacha need lishmo. So there's no real chashash. Just we're afraid maybe you'll come back to times like before. So on the thing that's not shchiach, the rabbanim did not make this gzera. So Gemara asks, no, we learn not like that. For your isha, in a case where the wife herself has to bring her own get, the lo shchiach, it's not a normal case. Utanan, we learned there are cases that her isha atzma mevia gita, that a wife herself sometimes has to bring the get. And we spoke out, we'll have the Gemara later about that, where the husband gives her a get on a condition that I want you to take this get to another place. And over there, I want you to give the get to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din will give you the get. So she has to give over the get to the Beis Din over there. And we learned, Ho'ishatzmah mevi'a gita, but Obavad providing those, she'atzmah tzricha leimah before nechtam, before nechtam. She herself has to tell us before nechtam. So we have to hear from the shliach before nechtam, even where the Isha herself brings the get, and that's also something that does not happen. So Gemara says, I'll tell you the svarish let the chalek b'shlichus. The reason why we have that is because when we have a shliach bringing in the get, we do not want to have any differences. So therefore, whether she's the isha, whether she's another shliach, any shliach that brings it, rachamim want them to say before nechtav. For the mori yochi is so bal nami. Even if the husband gives the get, it should also be the same way. Alom matanya, how come we learned? Hu atzma shevi gita. If the husband himself comes and gives the get to his wife, is ainu tzarach loymar. He does not have to say before nai nechta, before nai nechtam. So how come, once you say there's a loy plug, like just like the isha has to say it, how come the husband does not have to say it? So Gemara answers, the husband is different. I tell you, time of my yom rabbonin, tzarach loymar before nai nechta, before nai nechtam. What's the reason why the chum say, we made this takona, that we have to hear from the shliach, that it was written and signed in front of him, because we're afraid, Dilma, see, Balamara, Apostle, maybe the husband later will come and complain, and the way Tosis learns, for no reason at all, Stam, the husband will feel bad why he gave his wife a get, and he'll want to abolish that get, so we have to be afraid, maybe Stam and the Velt will come in time, and the get was not written l'shmo. So therefore, we need before a nechtav. But in this case, over here, over here that the husband himself is coming and bringing the get, is there a svara that he's going to come later and complain about it? Like if he had any doubt about giving the get, the best thing is stay home and don't give the get. Since we see the husband himself coming and giving the get, that proves it that the husband really means business. He really wants to give his wife a get. And we have no doubts now that he'll come later and complain. So in this case, we do not have to have before Nechtov. But in any other case where the husband himself is not giving over the get, then we have to be afraid maybe later on the husband will come and complain, and that's why we do need before Nechtov. Toshima, come in here. It says, Hamei v'get v'medina sayom, if a shliach brings a get that was written in outside Eretz Yisrael, v'nos nulot, and he gives it to the wife, but the shliach does not say before nechtov. So it sounds like this: im niskayim b'chaysam of kosher. If later on we have to wait him there to be mekayim dishtar, that they say they recognize the signatures and they know it's a kosher, that the signatures are okay. So din is to get this kosher. The imlav, if we did not have anybody here to be mekayim dishtar, the locher is possible. That the get right now is possible, you can't use it. Why? Because the whole purpose why the Chum said that the Shliach should say before the Nechtov is only to make it a kula, to make it lenient, like we learned before, according to Ravah. Like this, usually you need two Edim to be Mekayim Mishtar. Here the Rabbanim Mishum Meguna was Mekol to believe one Shliach. One person is never to be Mekayim Dishtar. So therefore, if you have to aid them now, that I be Mekayim Dishtar, like that's better than the one Shliach. So even though the Shliach is not telling us before Nechtov, but if we have to aid them there to Mekayim Dishtar, that's better in the get discussion. So Gemara says, L'Rava Nicha. According to Rav, it's very good. So reason before Nechtov is to make sure the Shtar is not forged. It's a good star, so if two Edom come and tell us they recognize the signatures, that's the best thing. But L'Rab Akasha, according to Rab, it's Akasha. Rab says we're afraid maybe they do not know the lachas of Lishmo, so what is it going to help us if two Edom say they know the signatures? So what if the Edom, the signatures are not forged? But maybe the get was not written Lishmo. So Gemara answers again, we're talking about now, after the times changed, that now in Chutzlar, if they know the halachas of Lishmo. Fred Gemara, Ivo Amrit, but you told us, it's Xera Shema Yachser Hadav Lachulai. Even now at times when they know the halacha, still there is the same takana that the Shliach has to say before Nechtov, because otherwise we're afraid maybe the times will change again and they'll forget the halacha. So how come over here do you say without the fona nechta of the Isha could stay married? So the Marin says, Kishanisais. How do you hear it's a special case because she already got married? The Rashi says, Kvar. Because of this gezeira that we're afraid maybe the people will forget the halachas again, we do not tell an Isha that's already remarried to leave a second husband. So it's true, lechet chila, she's not supposed to use such a get. Since the get was brought from Medina Sayyam and given over, there's still the takana l'katchila, the shliach has to say before Nechtov. That's what it says over here, the get is kosher, is because we're talking about where she already got married. And since she already got married, we don't want to stop the second marriage. For the Gemara Yochi is so, the Brisa doesn't make sense. What does the Brisa say? Heavily hutzuchu leim before nechtem lahachmer alei and lahakil alei. Why does the brayta say because before nechtem is only a kula to make it easier for them, an easier type of a kiyum, and not to have the chumra of tuedim? Why does the brayta say that? The brayta should have said mishum denisesu. The reason, according to rabbis, the only reason why we're letting her stay married is because she already remarried. But if the case was she received this get and she did not get remarried, she was not remarried yet, she's not allowed to get married according to Rabbah. Because we have to have before the Nechtav as Lishmo. So what is the Brisa saying? The reason why we believe these two Edim now is because it's only it's a Kula. It's not true. So Gemara says, Hachi Kama. Hatei, this is what the Brisa means to say. Vichitayman, maybe you'll tell me Lahachmur Alei Velitko. Maybe in such a case where she, even though she remarried, with such a get that there was no before Nechtov, maybe the din is we should tell her to get divorced from the second husband. But maybe we should tell her Lifka to take her away. And this we answer no. Heavily hutzuchu leim before Nechtov, before Nechtam, la'achmur le'en l'lachal le'i. That Rabbanim never made such a takana. The Rashi says, mitchila, statistically aid him. that the Rabbanan only made this for a kula, that you should not have to have Edom later on. But they never made such a takana that will come out, that will have to make a Vinif Maskiya, a second husband. So in Echlam, according to Rab, it could also come out. And the reason is because in a case where she already remarried, then we're not choshes, since Islacha Shalomdu, really we know the get was written Lishmo, it's only because it's a gzeira made with a forget Alochis. So because of that gzeira, we don't go so far to tell her to leave a second husband. Now, time